Well, good morning, everyone. This is Shirley from IRC Limited. I'm the IR manager of the company. Welcome to IRC 2016 Annual Results Conference Call. This morning, we have uploaded our annual results announcement and PowerPoints, which you can download from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. The presentation will be hosted by our CFO, Mr. Danila Kotyarov, while our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, as we speak, is joining a very important government meeting right now. At the end of the presentation, there will be a Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese. 歡迎來到鐵光營貨2016年的全年業績電話會議，以下的會議將會以英語進行。會議的資料可以在我們的網站 www.irlcgroup.com.hk裡面下載。 會議將會由我們的首席財務官Danila Kotyarov講解，之後會有一個答問的環節，歡迎大家用英語、普通話和廣東話發問。由於今天我們的CEO Mr. Yuri Makarov 要出席一個非常重要的政府會議，所以不好意思join不到我們的call。 I think we can start now, Danila.
Thank you very much. Surely, good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome on the annual results call of IRC. Again, on behalf of Yuri Makarov, our CEO, I have to apologize for him being unable to join this call. As Shirley has mentioned already, as we speak, he is meeting with the governor of Jewish Autonomous Region and the Minister of Far East Development of Russia. We believe it's quite an important policy meeting, so he asked me to do the call on his behalf. So I will refer to the presentation that we have uploaded this morning on our website, and I will draw your attention to slide number 4, where we have put the main information about our annual results of the previous year. I can quickly run you through some of the main changes. Yes, and the numbers. As you can see, the major update is that our net loss, if looking at the year 2015, has decreased significantly. And there are basically two reasons. One reason is that our Kuranic mine was put into care and maintenance in the beginning of the last year because of the significant decrease in the price of iron ore. And by the reason of that, as you know, was that we wanted to avoid operational losses and cash drag on the company, and we've been successful in that, and that is reflected in decrease of a net loss. Yes, also you can know that the last year, due to the appreciation of the prices at the end of the year, we've been able to avoid any write-offs from the balance sheet. Because the prospects of our major project, I'm talking about KNS mine, are quite good. In terms of our corporate updates of last year, we shall know that we have successfully raised new equity at the end of the year, and we shall know that at the end of the year we've been able to reach an amicable resolution with our EPC contract and accordion, with which we have received the compensation of $4.5 million in cash, and we've also been able to decrease the amount of the remaining liability on the amount around $4 million US. There is some information about our KNS update, but I can cover that in the next slide. So, on the next slide number 7, you can see the recent update on the progress of KNS, which I believe you are mostly interested in the quarter one. It's general information, and we will give you more information about the progress when we do a quarterly update call in the middle of April. Although we can note already that we have produced around 100,000 tons of the product and successfully sold them to clients in northeast of China in both January and February. In March, this volume of production is higher. You know that the reason of this yes, level of the capacity of the plant was the problem with the ball mills, which we have encountered at the beginning of the year. We've been also advising the market on the progress with the resolution of this issue. In the middle of March, we have received all the materials required to resolve this issue. It was a successful resolve, and we have announced just a week ago of successful testing of the ball mills on the capacity of a 75%, which we believe shows that all the problems have been resolved, and now we are moving with our plan to increase the capacity of KNS and be at the full capacity of the production closer to the end of H1. Yeah, now let's move to the more detailed information about our financials of the previous year. On the slide 9, you can see the breakdown of our profit and loss account. I think it's self-explainable, and yes, I marked already that the major difference in our P&L last year versus the previous year was that our Kuranac mine was put on care and maintenance, and that is reflected in both the decrease in volume of sales and costs. On the slide number 10, you can see the main changes on the balance sheet. Again, it's pretty simple. You can see that the major difference are the increase in the capex, which is the is a reflection of the progress with the construction of KNS last year, decrease in the repayment in the amount of a debt with ICBC because there was a repayment at the end of the year, and increase in the yes in the equity, which was used in order to service our debt. On the next slide, you can see the cash flow breakdown. You can see that the major movements, which is also the reflection of the changes in the balance sheet, which I just mentioned, is the outflow in relation to investments in KNS, the successful raising of the equity at the end of the year, repayments of ICBC loan, and also the compensation received from our contract at the end of the year. On the slide number 12, you can see the recent information about the liquidity update, which I'm sure you're interested. As you can see, we have a quite significant amount of the cash at the end of the year. Yes, although you need to know that yes, a part of this was due to the amount of the bridge loan which we have received in order to service the debt of ICBC at the end of last year, and this amount of the bridge loans and is amounting roughly to 22 million have been successfully repaid in January of this year out of the money we received from the equity of the equity of Grace. You can see here that one of the good news that we announced in quarter one was the successful obtaining of the waiver from ICBC, under which we have agreed that the 42.5 million of the principal due in this year will be completely removed and redistributed over the next over the payments of the loan in the next 2.5 years. We're now moving to the slight relation to our operations. I'm sure that everybody on the call are aware about the projects of the company and the geography. Although at this moment of time, I guess we are focusing mainly on KNF project because our Kuranic mine is on care and maintenance. I can make a comment here that because of the recent increase in the price of iron ore and the significant increase in the price of, ilmenite, and we see there's a lot of demand on the ilmenite from the clients we've been working with. We're analyzing the option of resuming the production on the Kuranic mine, and we will be given the guidance on that as soon as we reach conclusion. On the slide number 16, you can see the major information about our flagship project, which is KNF. I think it's a slide that we've been showing for a quite period of time, so you need to bear in mind that it is about the assumptions on which the calculation is based are here. As you can see, we've been, I think the major number which you might be interested in here is the amount of EBITDA. The number of 82 million here is based on the assumption of the benchmark price of 62 cent plats of $60 a ton. The cash cost here is based on the assumption that the KNF is at full capacity of operations, and it's based on the ruble exchange rate that was effective a year ago. I need to make a note here that obviously over the past year it was a lot of changes in the assumptions, and we are planning to update our guidance on both costs and the amount of projected EBITDA as we're moving on with the increase of the capacity of KNF. Although we need to bear in mind the changes in the ruble exchange rate. As you know, the majority of our costs are denominated in rubles. It means that as ruble appreciates, our cost base is increasing. As ruble depreciates, as it was the last year, our cost base is decreasing. At this moment of time, we see the appreciation of the exchange rate of the ruble. Yes, although we believe that this trend is going to be changed late in the year. On the next two slides, you can see the major information about the KNF project and the customer base, which is located at northeast of China. I think again, this is a slide that we've been using for quite a while, so I just can give you general information that we believe that there is an increasing demand on the product which KNF is producing, especially because we are talking about a high grade ore, and we don't see any problems with the marketing of our product. Also, I can make a note that that will be you will be able to see the a slide about this later, that there is a very good progress with the construction of the so the bridge over Amur, and on the basis of information obtained from the media, the official ceremony of the opening of the bridge will be in June of the next year. It means that from next year onwards, we will be able to use the bridge as a mean of transporting our product into China. The major customer we are working with at the moment is located right across the border. It means that it will be a very good saving opportunity in terms of the costs, both to us and to our customers, and we believe it will be reflected in the price we are getting. In the next few slides, you can see the information about the production flow sheet of KNF and about also the cost or base of KNF, which now is as an overview, especially with the bridge being operation, will allow us achieving quite low level of the cost and allow us to be one of the lowest producer of iron ore in the world. Although you need to bear in mind that the calculation that you have can see on the slide number 19 is based on the on the benchmark equivalent. It means that you need to recalculate it on the grade of the ore which uses a benchmark, which is a 62. Well, we are producing 65. On a slide number 21, some very short information about Kuranic, which I mentioned already. I can just repeat that we are looking at the opportunity of reopening it, and as soon as we reach conclusion, we'll give the guidance. On slide number 24, I mentioned already about the good progress with the bridge. You can see the recent pictures reflecting this. On the next slide, you can see the corporate update, which I mentioned again already about the successful raise of an equity of the equity at the end of the year, with the major information about this. And the reflection of this on slide 26, you can see the shareholding structure of the group, which is reflecting the recent change in equity. I guess that's some old information which I wanted to cover from here, and we are ready to open the line to do a Q&A.
Thank you, Danila. In the following Q&A session, our not only our CFO, Danila Kontrijarov, will be answering the question, but also our financial corporate controller and company secretary, Mr. Johnny Yun, will be joining the Q&A session. So please, welcome. 以下下來我們的答案環節除了是我們的財務首席財務官 Danila Kontrijarov 會去解答大家之外咧，我哋嘅財務總監同埋公司秘書阮兆章先生咧，亦都會幫忙去解答大家嘅問題，咁歡迎大家踴躍提問。Operator, you can open the line for Q&A session.
Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press star 1. Once again, it's star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press star 1. Our first questions come from Mr. Wong Chi-Man from China Galaxy Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. Thank you very much for taking my question. This is Wong Chi-Man from China Galaxy Securities. Just a quick question about the timetable for the commercial production. I know that right now the timetable is still probably you expect maybe the first half you will start the commercial production. So I'm not sure because I know the annualized the design production capacity is about 3.2 million tons. So I don't know, for example, if we assume the second half will run normally, should we assume, for example, like in second half we may see theoretically the production volume may be more closer to 1.6 million tons, or we should assume a more conservative assumption for that?
I can answer that question. If I got correctly, the beginning of the question you've been asking, when we are planning to be in commercial production of KNS.
Yes.
I guess it's not only, if you're talking about a purely accounting view on what is the on what is the commercial, that is a question we're discussing with the auditors. It's not only about the volumes, it's only about the cost achieved and the contribution. I can, I think it's reflected in our slides that even with the volume of a production that we have achieved in Q1, I mentioned already that the reason of that was this problem with the ball mill. Although even on this level of the production, we are generating a positive contribution. So we're going to discuss it with our auditors, although I believe that with our guidance that we are being very close to a full capacity of production in H1 of this year, it means that we are going to be officially in commercial production of KNS in H1. If you're asking whether in H1